Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com. Don't make us come and find you.
I'm Linda Zimmerman.
I'm Brian Horowitz.
And this is Murder in the Hudson Valley on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
And welcome to another highly disturbing episode of our murder podcast. How are you, Brian?
I'm good. I got a fresh cup of coffee and I'm ready for some outrage. Bring it on.
All right. You are going to need a lot of pieces of paper for this one. I'm sure we have listeners or new listeners who came across this because of the title, The Most Successful Serial Killer. And just a random question here. What would you consider to be a successful serial killer?
I would say two.
Okay. Well, you need at least two. But once you get that two, I was kind of looking for a successful serial killer is one no one is looking for.
Oh, all right.
Because they don't even suspect the deaths are murders.
All right.
That would be pretty successful.
That would be a much deeper definition of what I was thinking, but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you make a good point.
So what you're doing is the way you've chosen your victims and what you're doing, no one even thinks they're looking for a murderer, let alone one of the worst serial killers in history.
One step better than Jack the Ripper, because we know Jack the Ripper was a murderer. We just don't know who.
We just don't know
who. But you're saying somebody who's not even on the radar as...
Exactly.
That the victims just died of natural causes.
You got it.
Peacefully in their sleep.
You got it. So, who are we talking about here? Well, I'm telling everyone now, if you have an elderly grandparent, parent, friend, neighbor, or you know older people, listen to this. Send links to people. Everybody needs to listen to this because, you know, I kind of suspected this, but this really brought it out. There is a terrible bias in the U.S., and I'm not talking about race or gender or religion. It's age. There is this horrific age bias, and if anything is going to drive it home, it's what we are going to talk about in the next, I don't know how long this is going to take, because this is a horrific list of victims. We are going far afield from the Hudson Valley, but this is too important. This is a universal case and a universal problem. We're going to Texas, to Dallas, Frisco, and Plano areas. Are you go to Texas? Are you familiar?
I do go to Texas. Yeah, Dallas is a cool place to visit.
Okay.
And I know you love your conspiracy theories, so do the sixth floor museum. Do the stuff around there.
I don't love conspiracy theories. I like the truth. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's the other show. So,
Yes. All right. So we're going in that, do you know Frisco or Plano?
I don't know Plano. Frisco,
pretty nice.
I believe I've been to.
Okay. So we're all talking about Dallas and the suburbs within 20, 30 minutes, whole area. All right. Okay. Victim number one. April 7th, 2016. Okay, so fairly recent. 87-year-old Dr. Catherine Sinclair. She was a U.S. Army veteran. She was an ER physician. She was remarkably healthy. She never took any meds. 87 years old, no meds.
That's, you know why? It's because she never went to a doctor. Because doctors know.
They know.
They know. If you ask any, I can say as a former paramedic, I would never go to X and X hospital, ever. So she knew. So she probably should have been on 15 different medications, but she never, I don't know, I'm just guessing here.
All right. So, in other words, very healthy 87-year-old. Okay. She lives at the Edgemere, which are luxury condos, million-dollar condos, and up. They said it was like a five-star hotel, fine dining. They even had a jewelry cleaning service. What does that tell you? Your average condo does not have a jewelry cleaning service.
No, they have an average jewelry stealing service.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll get to that. So these were wealthy people with jewelry that needed cleaning. She has, the week before this April 7th, she had dinner with her niece and nephew. Everything was fine. A week later, they get a call. Oh, she's dead. Well, what happened? Oh, it's obviously natural causes. No autopsy. They were told, you know, she's old. People die. Old people die. That's a nice thing to be told. You know, we don't need to look into this. Mm-hmm. So the niece and nephew, you know, get to her place to try to start cleaning things up. They find there's blood on the bed. Okay. And this woman, she was a doctor, good salary. She and her husband used to go to the Virgin Islands all the time. If you've ever been to the Virgin Islands, it's like you cannot walk down the street with 38 jewelry stores all around you. Used to be very good prices on gold and jewelry. I don't know what it is anymore. Nothing's cheap anymore. But she loved buying gold and diamond jewelry. She had the money. She had the means. She had a safe full of gold and diamond jewelry. It was all gone. Okay? So, yes, she's 87. No autopsy, blood on the bed, and she's been robbed of a fortune of jewelry.
And her husband had already passed away?
She passed away. Okay. Living alone. So the niece and nephew contact police. This is a homicide and a robbery. 1 month later, a robbery detective calls. Nothing is done. And they just drop, you know, she's old. Old people die. Do old people also steal their own jewelry? So right off the bat, we have a major red flag.
Right.
All right. No warnings are given to the residents. That's bad for business. You know, people with million-dollar condos, you don't say, yeah, you know, some of the older ladies may be murdered and their jewelry stolen. Nothing to look at here. 12 days later, they catch a trespasser in the halls, a man by the name of Billy Shamirmir, C-H-E-M-I-R-M-I-R. He's from Nigeria. He claims he is a healthcare worker, and he was there looking for work. And they say, all right, well, you're not supposed to be in the halls. They expel him. Okay? So 12 days after a suspicious death, there's somebody found in the halls. May 14th, all right? It's a few weeks after that. Number two, at the Edgemere again, Phyllis Payne, 91 years old, but described as being a ball of energy. She talks to her daughter, Lauren, one night, the night before, saying, oh, I just hosted my bridge club. I made all this food. We had all this fun. She's going on just, so she's hosting a bridge club party the night before. The next day, May 14th, she gets a call. Lauren gets a call from her brother. Mom's dead. Dad, I just spoke to her. You know, all right, she's 91, but what happened? Oh, well, they said it must have been natural causes. No autopsy, no, you know, looking into it. Not until they started cleaning out her place did they notice that her mother used to keep, she liked 18 carat jewelry, not gold jewelry, not just 14. She had a coffee can full of 18 carat gold jewelry that she kept in the refrigerator. It was gone. Sterling silver was also gone. They report it to the police and to the Edgemere administration. No autopsy, no investigation. They didn't even bother to check security footage because she's 91. Old people die. Again, death, missing jewelry, no alerts issued, nothing. Yeah. The Dallas County Medical Examiner, Dr. Jeff Barnard, said that it is rare to conduct an autopsy on people over 65. That usually an unattended death, and do you want to explain an unattended death?
Unattended, you know, they're found deceased already or, you know, close to it.
Alone, right?
Pretty much alone. You know, they're not in the hospital. They're not under direct medical care at that point. And you know, if there's no extenuating circumstances, it kind of makes sense. You know, here and where mm-hmm. I work, if there's no extenuating circumstances and it just appears like natural causes, usually their primary physician will sign off on a death certificate. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give statistics, but most of the time, yeah, there's really no reason to be concerned about anything. It happens.
Unless there's been a theft of valuable jewelry.
Now you're throwing in the mix of, now we're missing hundreds or thousands of dollars worth of jewelry. Okay, now the red flag goes up.
Yeah, but it didn't. Not for the police or the Edgemere. Mm-hmm. And the medical examiner said that most unattended deaths of old people are just handled over the phone. They don't even send someone out.
Yeah, that's true.
He said it would be too much to handle if we had to look into the deaths of old people. But yet there's thefts involved. I mean, this is kind of like a free ticket to kill old people and steal their belongings. All right, but let us see what happens at the Edgemere just the next month. Number three, June 5th. 94-year-old Phoebe Perry. She is unattended death, no investigation. They don't check the footage, even though she has missing valuables. Oh, she's 94. Come on. She must be. All right. June 18th, just 13 days later. Remember Billy Shamir-Mir trespassing?
Uh-huh.
Well, guess what? He's caught trespassing in the hallways of Edgemere again. All right. But we're not connecting this with anything to do with deaths and thefts. He is just convicted of trespassing, sentenced to 70 days, and let out in 12. Okay. Two trespassing, three deaths, three robberies, no connection. Nothing to see here. Okay. Did we take a break yet?
Not yet. Take
a break.
Need a breather?
We need a breather because there's a lot more to go.
HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. HudsonRiverRadio.com.
We are back. I am... getting increasingly steamed up.
No way.
So what would you say to three unattended deaths with thefts and two trespassing all within a couple of months?
At this point, I could see considering them two separate cases, both worth looking into.
Okay.
And if you can, if they wound up being tied together, okay, good.
Okay. So we're very early on here.
Right. And there remember, we're looking at this with 2020 hindsight. So.
Right. But, you know, there are the family members jumping up and down saying, we need to investigate this. My mother's stuff or my aunt's stuff, whoever, she's been robbed.
Right.
You're not
there
even, you know.
Missing. Yes. There's
so
stuff
there's
being
people
stolen.
Complaining to the police, and there's somebody who has twice been trespassing and convicted of it in the same complex without the Edgemeres not letting anybody know anything. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we go to Tradition Prestonwood Senior Living in North Dallas. Again, money, 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 luxury. They claimed they had cutting-edge security and visitor management system. You know, specifically if you're an elderly widow, you want to feel safe. You're going to pay extra to feel safe. Well, in April, Joyce Abramowitz, age 82, reports that when she was away for a few weeks on vacation, $3,500 worth of jewelry was stolen from her apartment. So there is a police report.
So this is still in 2016. So
yes.
This is in between what's going on at
yes,
the Edgemere.
This was a little, we're in a different location
right.
Now.
Same time
but
frame,
in,
different
yes.
spot.
Yes. So gotcha. In April, she has been robbed. Okay. It's on record. She has been robbed. July 18th. Just the month after Shamir Mir was caught trespassing and then spent 12 days in prison. He should have still been in prison, but he was out. And on July 18th, Joyce is burglarized again. A safe full of $5,000 in jewelry is missing, and Joyce is dead. Okay? Now, she has already reported a theft. There is a second theft and her death. They, without an autopsy, without an investigation, they say it's natural causes, case closed.
But this is a separate police department, too.
This is a separate police department,
separate
but
location.
It's the same police department she reported, you know, she reports
right,
in April,
saying, the ones
I've
at the
been robbed. Right.
The cases at the Edgemere,
right.
These two police departments
okay.
are completely unaware of each other's
yes.
cases.
Yes, they so. Are unaware. However, this woman has reported a theft. Then a couple of months later, she is robbed again, and she's now dead. Two thefts, and she's dead? Okay. Still not connecting. But let's continue with Tradition Prestonwood. Number, I'm going to have to pick up the pace here because there are so many victims. Mm-hmm. Number five, July 31st, Juanita Purdy, 83, dead, $20,000 worth of jewelry missing. No alerts are given to the residents. Number six, August 19th, Leah Cortine, 83, her daughter notices she's found dead. Her daughter notices her wedding rings, which she never took off in her life since getting married, were gone. She tells the director of Prestonwood that somebody took my mother's wedding rings. And the director, Ed Sanchez, dismissed it by saying, old people misplace things. Okay, a lot of compassion there. Number seven, August 28th, just 9 days later, Margaret White, 87, dead, jewelry gone. October 1st, victim number eight, Solomon Spring. This is a man, an 89-year-old man. There is blood everywhere. Things are missing. The official excuse is he fell and hit his head and walked all around the place, trailing blood and somehow misplaced his wedding ring and other valuables. This is all at the Prestonwood. Number nine, just 1 week later, October 8th, Norma French, 85 years old, dead, wedding ring gone, and her finger was noted, it was red and swollen as if these rings, which she never took off, had been wrenched off her finger. No investigation. 7 days later, number 10, Glenna Day, 87 years old, dead, jewelry missing. October 29th, victim number 11, Doris Gleason, 92, dead, jewelry missing. The medical medical examiner didn't even send out an investigator on any of these. I looked up, and usually the Prestonwood had three or four deaths per year. This is eight deaths in 4 months, all with robberies. No word.
Technically burglaries.
Burglaries, excuse me.
Before those emails come.
Okay,
or
excuse me.
I don't know Texas law.
Okay.
In New York.
Stolen.
It could be a burglary. It could be a larceny. It all depends on why the person's
okay.
in
there. Jewelry stolen.
Stolen.
Let's
we'll
put
stolen.
It that way. Okay, so eight deaths, 4 months, all jewelry gone. Nothing done. When asked, the tradition employees said, oh, the paramedics must have taken the jewelry. Really? They broke into safes and...
Or the paramedics called? I get well, yeah, for the pronouncement. Okay. Well, then you still have a crime.
Well, but it's old people. What does that matter?
Mm-hmm.
So all of these women were alone at the time. None of them made 911 calls. And then in November, so this was October 29th, was the last one there. In November, an employee reports a man posing as a maintenance man. So somebody else is trespassing. Police arrive. Unfortunately, he's gone. He was described as a suspicious person, prowler, black male, 5'10", 180 pounds, wearing a clean suit, carrying a satchel. And quote, the suspect has been seen on numerous occasions and has stated he was there to check for pipe leaks. And the police advised Tradition to tighten their security and go door to door to warn all the residents. Tradition did nothing. They didn't let anybody know that there was a trespasser posing as a maintenance man and didn't bother to mention eight women had died in 4 months with their jewelry stolen. We are not even half done.
Oh, so my God. Wow.
Why don't we take our second break so I can breathe deeply?
All right. We'll be right back.
This is HudsonRiverRadio.com, your local Rockland County station. This is HudsonRiverRadio.com.
And welcome back. We are up to, I lost count, 11 victims so far?
Yes.
We're in Texas. Hindsight being 2020. There's a big problem going on, but we're not there yet, right? There's more to go.
There is a lot more to go. I think at the Tradition Prestonwood, they should have known something. Intruder, eight deaths in 4 months, all of this valuable jewelry stolen.
You would hope that things would piece together in hindsight.
Yes, and the police even urging them to go door to door to warn residents.
Right. I mean, just in my experience here, at this point, you're checking pawn shops for any of this jewelry. And it's hard because not everybody remembers what they have, and you don't even have a victim. You're counting on family members to hopefully describe the jewelry that they had. Maybe dig up some photographs, get a good description, and you should be checking pawn shops as your first stop to see if anything is there. I don't know if any of that happened or not, but that's the direction.
Not to my knowledge, but we have a lot more to go. So let's jump back in.
Okay.
For some reason, almost a year passes and nothing on the radar, not like these others were on the radar, but nothing happens at these places. So we are now September 2nd, 2017. Okay. Number 12, Helen Lee, 82 years old. We are now in the town of Frisco. She's in a nice senior complex apartment complex. She is found dead, her jewelry gone. Natural causes is without any autopsy or investigation. They just say she's 82, must be natural causes. September 17th, just 15 days later, Helen Lee's best friend, Marilyn Bixler, who is 90, is also found dead with all of her jewelry gone. October 29th, number 14, Kay Lawson, 93. A man knocks on her door. He's nicely dressed. He says he wants to check on leaks. Okay. She lets him in because she didn't have a clue about any of these other 13 victims. He attacks her. He starts smothering her with a pillow. She's 93 years old, this strong guy smothering with a pillow. She said she prayed because I thought I was about to die. She plays dead. And while this assailant is going through her place, taking all her jewelry, she presses her medical alert button. Good for her. And she ends up surviving. But by the time the ambulance arrives, the man is gone. She describes him and, says, look, he thought he killed me and he stole all my jewelry. But still not connecting it with all of the others, even though they've just happened, within a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So not even, again, this is why I'm saying most successful serial killer. We're at victim 14, and it's not even suspected these are murders.
Yeah, nothing's being put together. And again, now we're dealing with three different police departments.
Yep, we are, but doesn't any of this get in the newspapers? I mean, anything, word of mouth, nothing?
Other than an obituary, if there's nothing suspicious, if it's just a natural jewelry, theft,
thefts, I don't know. It's just so strange that certainly nobody at these facilities were going to say anything for mm-hmm. fear of losing their job, I'm sure. So now we go to Preston Place Apartments in Plano. So yes, we're going to another location. October 31st, just 2 days after Kay Lawson is attacked, and she describes him. Boy, he looks an awful lot like Billy Shamir Mir. Okay, no one's connecting it. Number 15, Minnie Campbell, 84 years old. Now, this is a gated community. I'll just go through these quickly. December 3rd, Diane Delahunty, 79. December 8th. Mamie Delmia, 93. December 23rd. That's back to tradition. But those three, all at Prestonwood Place, all dead, all missing jewelry. We're back to tradition Prestonwood that's already had eight murders. December 23rd, 90-year-old Doris Wasserman, dead, jewelry gone. I'm sounding like a broken record. Then at a private household, December 31st, Carolyn McPhee, 81, jewelry gone, blood stains on her glasses and in several rooms. Now, there were no autopsy, no investigation, but her son saved those bloody glasses. And that's going to come in a bit. Okay. So he thought there was foul play, and nope, nothing to see here. 81-year-old woman, Who cares if there's bloodstains all around and her jewelry's missing? You know, old people die and they lose things. Okay, so that's another 8 victims in 4 months. January 17th, 2018. Victim number 20. Rosemary Curtis, 76. She's living in a private home in Dallas. Dead, jewelry gone. December 31st, victim 21. Mary Sue Brooks, 87. She's in a condo. She is dead. Her jewelry is gone. They will later find out when they finally piece this together that she had just come back from Walmart and there was video footage of someone following her out and then driving away in a silver sedan. So file that away.
Okay.
Number 22. Back to Preston Place in Plano. Martha Williams, 80 years old. This is March 4th. She's dead. Jewelry and silver are missing. Some of that silver is later found in the trunk of a silver sedan. But not yet, because nobody suspects this is even a murder. Just 5 days later, at Preston Place again, March 7th, Miriam Nelson, 81, she got a grocery delivery. And then there's another knock on the door, and it's a well-dressed man in green rubber gloves. Never a good sign. He's there to check for leaks. Okay, she knows nothing about all these other victims, so she lets him in. But those green rubber gloves bothers her, so she gets on the phone immediately, calls the office of Preston Place. Nobody picks up the phone, but she leaves a long message describing the man, which looks off description awfully like Billy Shamirmir. He leaves, and she finally hears back from the office, and they said, no, we didn't send him. So they know there is this intruder, and she says that a very expensive necklace was missing. So she sees the man.
And she lives through it.
Lucky to be alive.
Wow.
She said, they say nothing. Well, 2 days later, March 9th, she's found dead in her apartment, and another $11,000 worth of jewelry is missing. Is light finally going to dawn? Can we, 23 victims in, hope? Finally, police investigate it as a homicide because she had reported an intruder and theft 2 days earlier. But what about that woman a dozen murders ago who said someone robbed me and then she's found dead and more stolen and they did nothing?
Right. Again, so, I know I keep repeating myself too, but we're talking different police departments that don't all know everything that's going on, especially if it's not a suspicious death. If it's just, you know, deemed natural causes, that's not something that would get shared across departments.
Yeah. But even within the same department.
Right.
Now you have the pattern and you have
the same complex.
Yeah.
And the same MO every time. Now, the pieces
are. Hooray.
Exactly.
So they actually conducted an autopsy. They dusted for prints. Hooray. They talked to some of the residents. There's an idea. And someone said they saw a man who they described looking like Shamirmir in a silver car watching the complex. They thought that was suspicious and had reported it. Even at this point, Preston Place made no announcements. A neighbor's daughter posted flyers explaining that since 2016, a neighbor's daughter knew that since 2016, a well-dressed man claiming to check for leaks had been preying on older women, and the staff immediately pulled down all the flyers. They didn't want anybody to know anything. All right. Number 24, March 18th, just 9 days later, Ann Conklin, 82, just suddenly dies while walking the dog. It happens, but her rings were missing. it's interesting to drop dead and lose your wedding rings at the same time.
She's outside and this happens?
Yes. Yes.
So she collapses to the ground. And by the time...
Well, nobody knows. They just find her dead outside.
Okay.
So we don't know the circumstances of that. But she is included. She is considered one of the victims. They must know something. Number 25. The next day, the very next day, Mary Bartle, 91, who has no ideas about the intruders. It's the early morning. She gets a knock on her door. The man says, I'm a maintenance man, but he pushes open the door. And this is a quote from her. I knew instantly when I saw those two green rubber gloves. Number one, I should not have opened the door. Number two, my life was in grave danger. He says to her, don't fight. Lie down on the bed and you'll be okay. She lays down on the bed. He immediately and violently presses a pillow over her face and chest until she loses consciousness. The man then pulls off her rings, stole other jewelry. So she's unconscious, near death. Friends come to her place that morning because she went to aerobics class every 91 years old, aerobics class every morning. They find her unconscious, call 911, start doing CPR. She survives, they think, because she had a pacemaker.
Wow.
Pacemaker kept her heart going. Otherwise, she would have died as well. Okay. So get this now. This just gets me so steamed up. In the emergency room, Bartle tells her two sons what happened. They call the police, and the officer comes and gets her story and like, really? A black man in green rubber gloves? Sounds like a delusional old lady. This is what the police officer tells the two sons after she survives a murder attempt, has had her jewelry stolen. She probably hit her head and became confused, the police officer tells them. Comment?
Infuriating.
Yes, that's... thank you.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So the sons persist. They get a detective who finally takes it seriously. And the detective knew about the Kay Lawson case, the woman who did survive and told the same story. Finally, light dawns, and they suspect Billy Shamirmir because someone had given the plate number of that silver car that was scoping things out. March 20th, the next day. So he's been a victim a day almost now. Police are watching his silver sedan in the parking lot of where he lived. And they watch as Shamirmir gets out of the car, drops some large, heavy objects, some sort of box in the dumpster, starts walking to his apartment, and police surround and arrest him. And talk about red-handed. In his hands, that's full of gold and jade jewelry. His hands are full of jewelry. They go to the dumpster and see that it's a fancy wooden jewelry box. And inside this box are the papers, the immigration papers of 81-year-old Luthi Harris. Her car keys are in his car. Also, Lou was known for giving out $2 bills for good luck. So she always had a stack of $2 bills. A stack of $2 bills were in her car. Not looking good for Lou. They go to her house. She's dead. Her bright pink lipstick is smeared on the pillow he used to suffocate her. I mean, this is just... Every day he was, almost every day, every week, he was doing this. Wow. So they start an official investigation, finally. And remember those bloody glasses the mm-hmm. son of Carolyn McPhee saved? Mm-hmm. They test them. They find Shamir Mir's DNA on the glasses. They start finally looking at surveillance videos, and they tie him again and again to the apartment complexes, to that Walmart where that one victim mm-hmm. had been followed.
Yep.
So he is charged in 24 murders, 2 attempted murders. And at this point, they probably go a little overboard, because then they start, look, they realize over the last few years in these areas, there have been 750 unattended deaths of elderly ladies. Now, not saying every single one of them, obviously not. But how many more than these 26 victims were part of that?
Well, and again, the big thing on all these cases is the missing property.
Right.
That's the, you know what, somebody who just passes away in bed or collapses mm-hmm. while walking the dog. Yeah, that happens. Absolutely.
Right.
But when you have other extenuating circumstances, yeah, that should raise your suspicion just a little bit.
Just a little bit. So they arrest him. I'm completely innocent. Married, 2 children. My elderly mother lives with me. I took care of my father. He lived to be 100. I'm very kind to old people. I send money to my brother in Nigeria. I'm a home health aide. By the way, he was a home health aide to Carolyn McPhee, who was murdered. No coincidence there. And then he has the audacity to say, we don't murder people in our culture. Okay? So I looked up the murder statistics. And, you know, the U.S., we murder a lot of people here. Our rate is 7.8 per 100,000. Nigeria is 26% higher murder rate, 9.8. So, yes. They do murder people.
And I think they have the highest percentage of princes who are trying to give out money by email.
Absolutely.
Right?
And
yeah.
And please give them your bank account and routing information.
Yeah, a good faith deposit or something like that.
Yep. Right, mm-hmm. right. So his trial is on November 15th, 2021. Believe it or not, a mistrial is declared because there is one holdout. The jury is 11-1. And this was the Lou Harris. He is literally caught with her jewelry in his hands. Her body is not cold yet, but one juror was not convinced. The retrial, April 25th, 2022, that's how recent this case is. 3 days later, he was convicted of murder and given life with no parole. He was also tried for the case of Mary Brooks on October 3rd, 2022. After a whopping 27 minutes of deliberation, he was found guilty, life with no parole. They wanted to have at least 2 life with no parole cases mm-hmm. in case something went wrong. You know how these
right,
things
some
go.
Some kind of appeal or something later on that reversed it. So all those murders right. were done as one trial?
No.
Okay.
There was one trial for Lou Harris. There was one trial for Mary Brooks. Once he was found guilty of both and given life with no parole, they dropped all the other charges.
Okay. I got you.
Okay. Which infuriated all the relatives. There was a really great article in the AARP magazine by Lisa Olson about this, talking about all of these relatives who thought, oh, my poor dear mother, she just passed away quietly in her sleep, to find out she was horrifically murdered. That the last thing she saw was that pillow going over on her face. I mean, the horror these families had to go for. You can see each one of them wanted justice for their mother, their aunt, their, you know, grandmother, whatever. But what would the cost of 24 more trials have been.
As a matter of practicality, I can understand why they got the result that they wanted. This guy is going to be incarcerated for the rest of his life, and he's not getting out.
Yes. Hopefully, Texas, no parole means no parole.
I think it's Texas. Texas being Texas, yeah.
We can only hope. So, I mean, I just have to say, if these 24 victims had been younger with the same circumstances of jewelry theft, there would have been a huge manhunt. I mean, something would have been done, mm-hmm. right? There is this, and again, if you have elderly parents, grandparents, friends, neighbors, tell them to be vigilant. Don't flash your jewelry and cash. That was one of that one victim. He saw her wearing all this beautiful jewelry to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like advertising. Rob me, follows her home.
Yeah. I mean, it's a shame if that's what you love and you have the means to do it and you have it. Of course, you want to enjoy it. But
sure,
yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough
one. But yeah. So, you know, get security cameras, get an alarm system, get an alert bracelet. You know, that saved that one woman's life.
Yeah,
I mean, and
don't let somebody in your home. If you're not expecting somebody, you know, and your suspicion goes up, don't let them in.
Yeah. Okay. But if you're living at the Edgemere and say, hi, good morning, Mrs. So-and-so, I work for the Edgemere. We might be having a gas leak. Could we need to, you know, was, what do all these serial killers show? Charm and this air of innocence. And they look at the Boston Strangler. Even those women knew there was a Boston Strangler around, and they're still letting him in because mm-hmm. he was so nice and charming. Yep. And so, but yeah, I just think there is this terrible elderly bias, and there is, and all these facilities. I mean, you know, what were they going to put in their advertisements? Oh, we have shuffleboard, bingo, serial killer, bridge games. Wait, what was number three?
And a recent vacancy.
and a recent vacancy. Well, we only think it's one serial killer. Another thing that was discussed in this article I read about this, family members have big, big lawsuits against these facilities, and good for them, sue the crap out of these places. How many women would have been spared a horrendous death if they had just said, ladies and gentlemen, please be very careful who you, don't let anybody in. If you have any question, call the office. Just did something.
Yeah, some
somebody
kind of
did
reminder
something.
That don't let people in who you don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So hopefully he will never get out, nor does he deserve. And these are the 26 victims we know of that they can tie him to.
Right.
How many others were there over what period of time?
Yeah, we don't know when he started this. This could have been years testing the waters, years before.
Yep. And that year he was silent in those areas, was it because he was somewhere else doing the same thing? A lot of questions, but 26 victims. That is, and it wasn't until the very end that he was that these were even suspected of being murders. Mm-hmm. And that's why I called this the most successful serial killer, because for years and dozens of victims, nobody even questioned it. They're old, they die.
Yeah. That is that's an eye opener. And there absolutely is an age bias when it comes to a lot of things like this. I did, off topic, but years ago I did a presentation for the county here about age bias when it comes to driving,
mm-hmm.
that older drivers can become less safe. Reaction times increase, your vision gets worse. There are reasons that older drivers become less safe. And there is a bias for these older drivers with law enforcement, wherein if you get pulled over, you don't get ticketed because the officers are being polite to these older drivers.
Oh.
So you don't see the red flags that you would see if these drivers are getting ticketed. So is it a good thing that officers are letting older drivers get away with more? On the surface, you're being courteous. Nobody wants to give somebody's grandmother a speeding ticket, or they ran a red light, or they ran a stop sign. But maybe they should be, because when it comes time to reassess,
now we
have a little bit of a paper trail that, you know, there's a problem. So, yeah, age bias can work for, can work against.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah. Not quite in the same vein, but I had an elderly friend who needed a new roof, mm-hmm. and the roofer comes and looks at him and says, "Yeah, you clearly don't need the 30-year shingles."
Okay.
Right? That, yeah.
Wow.
He didn't get the job.
Good. Yeah. Thanks for coming. Slam.
Thank you for reminding me. I'll be dead in 30 years,
right,
most likely.
Right.
I mean, yep. People just, they say stupid things to older people, and it's, they do horrific things. And like you said, they can get away with some things, but other things, it's just, I cannot go into the details, but probably 20 years ago, I was involved in a case somehow where I investigated in some capacity where an elderly woman was found, her house was burning. They find her dead, head injury in the, and the burning was so severe they don't know if anything was missing or whatever. And she must have fallen, hit her head, and somehow something fell out of the wood stove and started. I mean, it's like, what? Her property backed up into the woods, and there was a camp. People would camp back there. So very easy access to her back door where she was found dead. I was fully convinced there was foul play, but she's old. She fell. She hit her head. She somehow started
it's
a fire.
Worth an investigation, at least a cursory investigation.
Yes.
To rule that out. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, just be vigilant. You know, watch out for your elderly friends and relatives, and you know, give them a call tonight and say, you know what, Ma, Grandma, whatever. Like you said, just reinforce not to let people in.
Yeah.
And just be extra vigilant. And if you know of something that you suspect, you know, your friend may not have died by accident, push for an investigation.
Yeah. I mean, we're certainly not encouraging people to live in fear, but a healthy dose of suspicion.
Live safely.
Is good. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're not expecting somebody, you may be lonely. You may want to talk to somebody. It may be nice to have a visitor, but if you're not expecting one and they don't belong there, then don't open the door. So
And if they're legit, tell them to, you know, give you a phone number through the door you can call to check the office or, you know, whatever they're supposed to be from.
Right.
So
get the 30-year roof. If you're going to go through the expense of doing that, get the best you can get.
Get the damn 30-year roof, because you may live to 100 and you will be glad your roof is not leaking.
At some point, someone's going to have to sell your house. So yeah, it's nice to be able to say, yeah, you got a 30-year roof on that.
But I mean, can you imagine saying that to someone?
Oh, I
mean,
it does remind me of a friend of mine who called a plumber, and he was expecting somebody, and this guy in a brand new top of the line Corvette pulls up, knocks on the door, and he says, "Can I help you?" "Yeah, I'm the plumber you called." "You're not my plumber." Slam the door.
If you can afford to drive that.
Yeah, side note, if you're a plumber and you're that successful, that is fantastic. That is fantastic. But chances are your customers are not. So show up in your pickup truck, show up in your van.
Right.
Take the Corvette
beat up
out
white
later.
Panel van.
Exactly. Don't show up in that.
Wow.
Yeah. Another side note. A lot of lessons tonight for people.
Yes, we have a lot of lessons. Yeah. But yeah, I was, you know, the more I research this, you know, you get to victim 12, you get to victim 15, you get to victim 20. Yeah. And you're I'm just screaming in my head, will somebody pay attention to one of these? But even when the ones, you know, the ones survived. Oh, she's delusional. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, really, mm-hmm. someone tried to suffocate her. Pfft, come on. I mean, it's, and where'd all that jewelry go? Who knows?
Yeah. Yep.
But that's, I'm wasted.
That's it. That's a tough one. Yep. But I think
that is it.
This was an educational one for right. everybody.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Public service announcement. So
we do what we can.
All right. Take us away.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you, Linda, for all that outrage. And hopefully somebody got something out of this. So be safe out there. And thank you for joining us here for Murder in the Hudson Valley. We'll be back next time with a brand new fresh case for you if you're not a victim of murder in the Hudson Valley.
This is HudsonRiverRadio.com.